This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed on Monday what he called the news we have been waiting for from troops fighting in and around the shattered eastern city of Bakhmut, but gave no further details.
And I want to thank for...
Перше. Я вдячний кожному нашому воїну.
Zelensky said in his nightly video address, quote, I'm grateful to every one of our soldiers, all our defenders who this day have provided the news we've been waiting for, fine job soldiers in the Bakhmut sector. Russia's military said it had thwarted a major offensive against its forces in eastern Ukraine, but Ukrainian officials dismissed any notion that an anticipated major counteroffensive had begun. A Turkish commando battalion requested by NATO has arrived in Kosovo to assist in quelling recent violent unrest in the Balkan country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Violent clashes with ethnic Serbs a week ago left 30 international soldiers, 11 Italians and 19 Hungarians, and more than 50 demonstrators injured. The clashes have grown out of an earlier confrontation after ethnic Albanian candidates, who were declared the winners of local elections in northern Kosovo, entered municipal buildings to take office and were blocked by Serbs, while ethnic Serbs had overwhelmingly boycotted the votes. The Turkish commando unit will be joining a peacekeeping mission already in Kosovo in a reserve capacity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. ambassador and a State Department official held candid and productive talks on Monday with Chinese officials and made clear that Washington would stand up for its interests, the State Department said. The visit followed China's snub last week of U.S. Defense Secretary